local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two. Welcome into the program. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your drive home each and every day. Trying to get you home safe here and as quickly as we can. Been a rough week here on the roads in terms of the weather, the volume of accidents that we've seen, and the nature of them here. Was it Monday we had that accident kind of right at I-10 in Pine Forest where we had very heavy slowdowns that were back up to 9 Mile, mm-hmm. Navy Federal? So we have that pretty much exact same thing again today.
Yeah. We've been keeping track of I-10. We were doing that basically for the entirety of the first hour. And it's still getting pretty backed up going both ways.
Yeah, quitting time for folks that are on Navy Federal's campus today. So, buckle in here as really it's the same spot we've seen each of the last 3 days here. A couple of mm-hmm. accidents, one west of Pine Forest, one looks like just east of it, and looks like it's in both directions. So westbound I-10, you're backed up now close to 29. Eastbound I-10, it's past 9 Mile. Obviously, people that are leaving Navy Federal trying to get on I-10, they can't, nowhere to go. So that's a mess right now. We'll keep you up to date here over the next hour here with traffic and weather on the fives. Top three stories. We start in Israel, where the Israeli military has raided the Gaza Strip's main hospital and said it's a targeted operation against Hamas. Yesterday, the U.S. confirmed that Hamas uses the hospitals and tunnels underneath them to hide and hold hostages and use them for headquarters, too. Meanwhile, Israel is allowing some fuel into the region for humanitarian purposes for the first time since the fighting began. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says his chamber will vote on the House government funding bill as soon as possible and possibly even tonight.
Today, my Democratic colleagues and I will work with Republicans. I will work with Leader McConnell to see if we can come to an agreement to accelerate this bill's passage.
And it is expected to pass. Schumer expressed support for it yesterday. House Speaker Mike Johnson's latter CR will keep current funding levels for some functions through mid-January. Others would expire in early February. And also today, a historic meeting in San Francisco between President Biden and the President of China today.
We have to ensure that competition does not veer into conflict. And we also have to manage it responsibly, that competition. That's what the United States wants and what we intend to do.
And Biden says that he wants to stabilize relations between the two countries by normalizing communications and working together to crack down on the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. They're also talking about the wars in the Middle East and Ukraine as well. We'll leave a little extra time here for traffic and weather together before moving on to our local headlines today. Austin, give us a full rundown, if you would, sir.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. We're taking a look at the traffic here, and it has gotten rough. As Joe and I were hinting at earlier, there is a ton of congestion on I-10. If you're heading eastbound, coming off of maybe on the on-ramp from West 9 Mile Road, you are going to experience some serious backups. Don't plan to be going at much of a pace anytime soon. And we've also got it backed up coming the other way as well. If you're heading towards Pine Forest Road, traveling westbound on I-10, it has gotten heavily backed up there, and it doesn't really seem like it's going to break down too soon. Then we've got North Davis Highway. This one was also giving us some trouble in the last hour. If you're traveling northbound to and from Creighton Road towards I-10, you're going to be dealing with some congestion. And the same can be said about Burgess Road and Brent Lane, both heading westbound towards North Palafox Street.
Okay. Also, right in front of the Publix at Michigan and Mobile Highway, I don't know if you I wasn't paying attention to you in the first part.
No, but you're good. I didn't cover that one, okay. But I am seeing it here, yeah.
Yep, that one just popping up here within the last few minutes, but we are seeing some slowdowns westbound Michigan due to that accident there. Meteorologist Alan Strum with a look at our weather forecast.
The weather tonight will continue to be cloudy and still off and on rain. The rain chance on Thursday is 40%. So more clouds Thursday, and again, a chance for more rain. As for temperatures, low overnight of about 60, and then during the day on Thursday, highs up into the 60s. Ahead to the weekend, beautiful with some sunshine and pleasant temperatures. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Right now at 5:15, it is 63 degrees, cloudy, rain continuing in the forecast overnight with a low of 59. Bit warmer tomorrow, 70, 40% chance of showers. Partly sunny on Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny actually on Saturday. Looks like a cool front pushing through Saturday night. Looks like Sunday we'll have a high of 69 and overnight low 54. Moving on to next week, again, just, you know, kind of previewing the Thanksgiving week. Don't have a Thanksgiving Day forecast yet, but looks like it may be on the cool side as we have Monday, high is 71, 68 on Tuesday, and then Wednesday's high is 59. With mostly sunny skies, so maybe on Thanksgiving it's a little bit cooler there. So we'll certainly pay attention to that, and we'll find out what the early forecast is for Thanksgiving Day coming up tomorrow with the National Weather Service there. All right, taking a look at some of our local headlines coming up. Mayor D.C. Reeves, of course, last night you heard it right here on News Radio 92.3, holding his State of the City address, and a lot of what he had to say was stuff that has been well documented and covered here in this space on news radio throughout the days and weeks and months. One thing that he said that I don't think has gotten a whole lot of any attention here recently was that after he became mayor, they did a salary study. I do remember that, but he actually talked about, okay, well, now that we've done the salary study, what happens next? So the good news for many City of Pensacola employees is that there likely could be pay increases coming early next year. The salary study showed that city employees' pay was in the 20th percentile among municipalities.
We have firefighters that come in and make $12 an hour. We have people that have been working here many years that are making $15, $16, $17 an hour. And if you run a business, you understand that that's not sustainable to keep talent. It's not sustainable to retain talent.
Yeah, Reeve says no matter where you work, wages will always be among the chief complaints, but it's one thing to complain about it. It's another when the data suggests it. Reeve says that they're working on a citywide pay reform that will mainly impact the lowest paid city employees sometime in the first quarter of 2024. Also, the ECUA announcing a big change on their bulk waste pickup. It's now in effect, that change, and if you missed the memo, they're now only picking up bulk items if you call them first. Executive Director Bruce Woody here.
It's important for us to be as efficient as we can. We used to provide bulk waste services by literally driving up your route. Fuel consumption and staff time didn't really make that wise in the interest of our ratepayers. So we have converted back to a call-for-service approach, but it is still free.
That is Bruce Woody. He says the bulk item pickup is still free. You just need to call ahead a few days to of your normal route pickup there. Also, the P&J reporting today, three of the people poisoned by meth while eating at Nico's Japanese Steakhouse in Pace earlier this year have now filed a civil lawsuit. That's Brandon and Jordan Gray and their friend Matthew Gilley. The lawsuit seeking over $100,000 in damages, and they've hired attorneys at the Watson firm to represent them in the case. The restaurant has denied all the allegations made against them and said the plaintiffs were poisoned due to their own negligence. Yeah, that's right. I'm not sure how that would work, but okay. The three that have filed the lawsuit, a fourth person and another family of four, were all at the same hibachi table last June. All of them ended up sick and at the hospital where everybody tested positive for meth. Texter had a pretty interesting question with the new shot spotter tech. So Sheriff Chip Simmons talked to Andrew McKay yesterday morning. We had that coverage throughout the day yesterday that the Escambia County sensors were set up early. about a month ahead of schedule in their 3-square-mile area. Texter says, will the system be able to decipher between 4th of July, New Year's, because a lot of people shoot off guns? It's an interesting question, because that was actually when Sheriff Simmons was talking with us yesterday. He said that all of the shots that had been detected through the system thus far, there were no victims. There was target practice in one instance that he specified. There was, you know, maybe some sort of celebratory shots or whatever. But so whether it's differentiating, I mean, I guess, you know, you'd have to, we just have to ask him directly about that. You know, hey, how are you treating the system when you get shots fired, reports through the system on a holiday like a July 4th? Mm-hmm. Now, it looks like in the early going here, they have responded like you would any time you have a shots fired call. He said that the response has been great. They've had deputies in the areas already, and it allows them to respond to that quicker, really to be on scene or kind of establish a perimeter before the 911 call even comes in. So I think you're my from where I'm sitting here, and Sheriff Simmons is happy to weigh in, and you know, be sure to ask him, you know, as we, you know, approach New Year's. I think that's a good angle for sure. Would be, hey, you know, obviously we're aware of fireworks, and, you know, maybe some people may just, you know, shoot guns up in the air or whatever. Probably not recommended, but, you know, yeah, that can happen. So will the sheriff's office respond in kind the same way? I would think so, just because, I mean, you never really know, but that's a good question. And I appreciate that text in, 850-437-1620. 520, we'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be, and that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Windows products and installation.
We interrupt the Strength for Life program schedule to remind you that it's football season. If you're a teen guy in the Pensacola area, Northstone Baptist Church's teen program invites you to participate in a guys-only flag football tournament we will be hosting this Saturday, November 18th. Bring some of the boys and join us for a 6-on-6 flag football competition on our 11 acres of property, and then food on the grill after the tournament is over. The games begin at 2:30 p.m., and the event will end at 5:30 p.m. The tournament is open to all young men from 7th to 12th grade. You can find Northstone Baptist Church in Northwest Pensacola, just west of the intersection of Pine Forest and 9 Mile. So look us up and join us for an afternoon of competition this Saturday from 2:30 to 5:30 at Northstone. For more information about the church, visit northstonebaptist.org. To learn more about our weekly Strength for Life programs, videos, and other media, visit strengthforlife.church or our YouTube channel, Strength for Life Pensacola.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
The Volkswagen Signed In Drive event returns to Feedmore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 VW Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Feedmore Imports today. And as the year comes to a close, enjoy even more savings when you purchase the 2023 Jetta SE, now from $26,536, the 2023 Taos from $25,281, or the 2023 Tiguan S, now on sale from $28,546. So whether you sign and drive a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan or Taos, or enjoy end-of-year savings on select 2023 models, Feedmore has the VW value for you to drive home today. Pete Moore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fee. For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, 0 first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
For the fitness enthusiast on your list, your first stop should be Running Wild. Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. Sometimes that perfect gift is a gift certificate. Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. The experts at Running Wild are ready to help you find the perfect gift with locations in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow them on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
At 526 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Just seeing this here, Charles Stamatolis, the Pensacola dentist, mm-hmm. who, back in, I want to say it was early, it was last year, around a year ago, maybe 10 months, he was convicted, recently served a jail sentence for inappropriately touching an employee. So there was that.
Yes.
There was also the separate incidents of perjury where he was on bond, and as a condition of his being out on bond, he had to remain in the Escambia and Santa Rosa County area.
Okay.
He was caught in Mobile during this period, and he lied about it. Mm-hmm. Saying he was there for a family emergency. He was buying a car for his wife. So since his conviction on the perjury charge, he's been out on bond awaiting sentencing in January. Mm. Now his bond was revoked again, and he's back in jail. So he's now going to be in jail for sentencing until January. I guess he just doesn't care about anything. So that coming in within the last half hour today. 527, final check of the roads and weather here before our Fox News update.
Thank Austin? You, Joe. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Yeah, the congestion on I-10, heading both eastbound if you're trying to get on there from West 9 Mile Road, and heading westbound towards Pine Forest Road has just gotten worse and worse. It is congested all throughout there. And we have an accident report on West 9 Mile Road heading westbound.
Eastbound.
West 9 Mile Road heading eastbound towards Pine Forest Road. That has recently been reported, and the congestion's gotten bad pretty fast there.
That's not good.
No, it's not, man.
See, if you're leaving work in Navy Federal, you're just getting in your car. You're like, man, that was a really good day. I'm about to go home. Maybe you got off work a little early. Man, I'm just going to go home and cook a nice meal, settle in for the night.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. Good luck getting home. You're Hopefully you live in Beulah. You can turn right out of Navy Federal and not turn left. But yikes.
Yeah, beyond that, I mean, it's a race for second place here. But beyond that, we've got some congestion on Mobile Highway if you are heading northbound, towards the intersection with North Blue Angel Parkway. And also if you're on North Davis Highway heading northbound, whether it be to and or from Creighton Road, it's still pretty backed up there.
All right. Looking at the weather right now, it is 63 right now, overnight lows 59. rain and breezy conditions throughout the night. A bit warmer, close to 70 tomorrow, maybe a little bit warmer. 40% chance of rain. Partly sunny skies on Friday and a high of 73. Quickly here, only a couple of state headlines here. A pair of bills filed is trying to create penalties for Florida students who support foreign terrorist organizations. The proposals filed by House and Senate Republicans would require students at state colleges and universities who promote these kind of groups to pay out-of-state tuition. It would also prevent them from qualifying for grants and financial aid. More state headlines in our national news right after Fox News. And Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. It's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
I'm John Saucier. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping meeting today on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in San Francisco. President Biden says it comes about a year and a day since the last time they got together at the G20 summit in Bali.
Since then, key members of our teams have had important discussions on issues matters to both our nations and to the world.
Back in Washington, an accusation from Congressman Tim Burchett that he was elbowed by Congressman Kevin McCarthy. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries hoping Republican lawmakers dial down the temperature and do their jobs.
The House Republican reality show is out of control right now. And it is undermining the ability of the Congress to solve problems on behalf of hardworking American taxpayers.
Congressman McCarthy denies any physical altercation. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Even though a handful of large factories voted against the United Auto Workers' tentative agreement with General Motors in recent days, sparking uncertainty, ratification seems to be back on track. That's thanks to word that a big GM assembly plant in Texas voted in favor of the deal. The union says that as of this afternoon, the tentative deal has the support of about 54% of the nearly 31,000 auto workers whose votes have been finalized by the union. If you shop at Sephora for fragrances, you'll notice a big change. Citing a growing theft problem, the retailer in recent months removed all fragrances from store shelves and displays and replaced them with just tester bottles. If you want to buy a particular fragrance, you'll have to request store staff to go get it for you. Welcome economic news, including a sharp decline in wholesale prices, helped stocks add to their recent rally today. The S&P 500 edged up 7 points, the Dow Industrials added 163, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite tacked on 9. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. AlphaStar Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit AlphaStarWealth.com or call 850-437-3127. AlphaStar Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Deshaun Watson is out for the season. The Browns are 6-3 and could still be a playoff team if they find a new QB. You have to call Tom Brady, but he'll say no. Big Ben is shot, and I can't see him taking a call from Cleveland. Phillip Rivers could be an option. However, Matt Ryan didn't jump at the Jets opening, but behind a better offensive line, a better head coach, and a tremendous defense, I think that's Cleveland's best and most realistic play. I'm Zach Gelb.
Score early this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use, there's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state where lawful to wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager, only $5 pregame. Money line
wager required. First online real money wager only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Help is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Second half hour of the program here, 5:35, Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin with you, starting on the roads here, getting you as much information as we possibly can. Kind of a mere copy of what we had Monday, where very heavy slowdowns on I-10 causing issues for folks both east and westbound direction, and accident on 9 Mile as well. Another busy afternoon there, Austin.
Yes, sir. This traffic and weather report is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Ask for Fresh from Florida by name and look for the Sunny Fresh from Florida logo at local grocery stores near you. Join the Fresh from Florida Club at freshfromflorida.com. Yeah, Joe, it's looking pretty rough here on I-10. If you're heading eastbound, coming on from a West 9 Mile Road on I-10 there, heading towards Pine Forest Road, you're going to be experiencing some serious congestion. And the same can be said if you are traveling westbound on I-10 towards Pine Forest Road. It's gotten backed up there as well due to some accident reports we had earlier. And speaking of which, we more recently got an accident report on West 9 Mile Road itself. If you're traveling eastbound towards Pine Forest Road, there was one reported there, and it has caused just more congestion. And also, we're still dealing with some backups on North Davis Highway, heading northbound to and from Creighton Road. And if you are on Burgess Road, and if you are heading westbound towards North Palafox Street, you may experience some minor congestion there as well.
All right, and looking at the weather.
As low pressure continues to move over the Gulf, the clouds continue to stay overhead, and we'll see more rain heading through tonight and about a 40% chance for rain on Thursday. Still a pretty cloudy day as well. Temperatures have ticked up a little bit from the last day or so, so we'll see a low of about 60. Highs on Thursday will be in the 60s. Pleasant temperatures this weekend with some sunshine and dry weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, right now 63, overnight lows going to be around 59, rainy and windy conditions continuing. Tomorrow a bit warmer, 70 for the high, 40% chance of rain, then partly sunny Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday, and then a bit of a cool front moving through Saturday night with a low of 49, and then Sunday should see mostly sunny skies and high of around 69 degrees. Looking at some national headlines today, jury deliberation started in the trial for the man accused of attacking Nancy Pelosi's husband, and the suspect actually took the stand in his own defense and apologized for hitting Paul Pelosi with a hammer. He said he reacted because his plan was basically ruined. Prosecutors say he actually broke into the house to kidnap then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Okay. Well, officials in Los Angeles say that arson is to blame for the fire that happened underneath the I-10 freeway overpass in downtown. The freeway is expected to reopen in 3 to 5 weeks. The fire burned about 100 columns, but thankfully a chunk of I-10 does not need to be demolished.
Also, civil rights groups threatening to sue the state of Texas if a controversial law is passed.
It's a humane, logical, and efficient approach to a problem created and fostered by the Biden administration's failure to secure our border.
And supporters say it would allow police to arrest and detain people who they believe are illegal immigrants. The ACLU says, though, if it's signed by the governor, they'll be forced to step in. The Supreme Court has previously ruled that immigration law can only be enforced by the federal government and not the states.
And Hunter Biden is looking to subpoena former President Trump and former Attorney General Bill Barr in his criminal gun case. The president's son is looking to Trump and other former Justice Department officials for information in his defense that this is a, quote, vindictive or selective prosecution that violates Hunter Biden's Fifth Amendment rights.
In New Hampshire, the first in the nation presidential primary will be Tuesday, January 23rd. The Secretary of State announced the date today, defying President Biden and the Democratic National Committee's plans to give South Carolina the party's first primary.
The first-in-the-nation status is now being challenged by the Democratic National Committee due to alleged concerns over the lack of racial diversity in the state.
And New Hampshire has held its first-in-the-nation primary status for more than a century.
The former Minneapolis police officer convicted in the murder of George Floyd is trying to get a new trial. Derek Chauvin filed a motion earlier this week claiming he never would have pled guilty if he knew about the theories of a forensic pathologist from Kansas. That pathologist does not believe Chauvin caused Floyd's death in 2020 when he pinned his neck to the ground for over 9 minutes.
Taking a look at what's happening in the sports world today, doubleheader on ESPN, 6:30 start time for the 8-2 Celtics and the 8-2 76ers. Also at 9 o'clock, you have the Kings taking on the LA Lakers. Big news in the NFL today, coming off of a big win over the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday. The Cleveland Browns say quarterback Deshaun Watson is out now for the rest of the season due to a fracture in his shoulder that will require surgery, as well as a high ankle sprain that he suffered during the win on Sunday. Georgia now is number one in the latest college football playoff rankings. Ohio State number two, followed by Michigan and Florida State. Washington is once again in the top five. So I guess you call this 1 week ahead of time.
I guess.
But yeah. Georgia back on top there. But,
well, if they were going to reclaim the top spot, it was going to be after that week. I mean, that's the best they've looked in, what, that was a top 10 Ole Miss? I mean, that was their moment. If they weren't going to jump Ohio State then, they were never going to.
Yeah. Well, you know, of course, we have Ohio State, Michigan next week.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama, who all of a sudden kind of looks like one of the best teams in the country. So still a lot of football to be played. Mm-hmm. Maction tonight, Central Michigan and Ohio. That's on ESPNU. On ESPN2, Miami of Ohio takes on Buffalo. Both of those games starting at 6 o'clock. Miami of Ohio would, with a win, clinch a trip to the MAC title game against Toledo. So that's what's happening in the sports world today. Health, business, and science notes. United Health Group is getting sued. The healthcare and insurance company is accused of using a faulty AI algorithm to wrongly deny coverage for Medicaid patients who need rehab after being hospitalized. The lead plaintiffs are the families of two patients who needed long-term care in post-acute facilities.
And life expectancy in the U.S. keeps falling. According to new research published this week in JAMA Internal Medicine, life expectancy for men is at 73.2 years, nearly 6 years shorter than women, who sit at 79.1 years. It's the widest gap between the two since 1996.
Postal Service down $6.5 billion this year. The service had hoped for a financial turnaround and predicted they would actually break even in the fiscal year that ended September 30th. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy blames it on inflation, upping operation costs, as well as skyrocketing printing prices.
And retail experts say that there may be fewer presents under the Christmas tree this year because consumers are simply buying fewer toys. They say Barbie dolls, Transformers, and Hot Wheels are on top of the children's wish list this year, but their parents worldwide are struggling with high inflation. Many retailers ordered fewer toys than usual this holiday season, anticipating lower demand.
All right, a Thanksgiving tradition for me. If you're not familiar with what that sound is, it is Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Since 2020, the Thanksgiving classic has not been on network broadcast TV because Apple bought the rights to the Peanuts videos and movies, Charlie Brown Christmas as well. But the good news is that Apple TV Plus will allow you to watch a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving for free this weekend, whether you're a subscriber or not. Saturday and Sunday is when non-subscribers will be able to watch it for free. If you want to watch it actually on Thanksgiving Day, you can sign up for a 7-day free trial, but just remember to cancel it afterwards, of course.
Yes. And a new Royal Caribbean cruise will set sail next year just for Taylor Swift fans. Mm. A Disney travel agency called Marvelous Mouse Travels is organizing the In My Cruise Era, a cruise that will bring Swifties together on a Royal Caribbean international ship. The agency website says that the four-night cruise to the Bahamas will set sail next October after Taylor Swift's last concert in Miami and will, quote, just celebrate all things Taylor.
Yes, I am in favor of that.
That's whatever you say, man.
Mariah Carey starting her holiday tour, the Merry Christmas One and All Tour, starts in California. Total of 13 cities on that. And, of course, All I Want for Christmas Is You, the top-selling holiday song by a female artist in history. As a look at what's happening in pop culture notes today, as far as what's happening on our local roads, we go back to Austin for the latest.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, talk of the town so far this evening has been a lot of congestion going both east and west on I-10. If you are on Nine Mile Road trying to take the on-ramp and head eastbound on I-10, you're going to be experiencing some heavy backups, and that is nothing new. It has been that way the entirety of the show so far. We also have, if you continue to go down West 9 Mile, if you continue to head east, you will encounter another accident that has caused severe congestion if you're heading towards Pine Forest Road. And if you're heading, if we are back on I-10, there's a lot to get into here. If we are back on I-10 and if you are heading westbound towards Pine Forest Road, there was an accident there earlier, I believe, that has caused a lot of congestion heading that way as well. Beyond that, all we really have to that's talk-worthy is North Davis Highway. If you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road towards Olive, you may experience some congestion there.
All right, text line 850-437-1620-26261111 is the traffic line. Taking a look at some wacky and weird stories today. One of the weirdest excuses that somebody has ever given to try to get out of work was actually really true in this case. A woman in Tasmania named Amber Harris woke up and got ready for work like we all do. But when she stepped outside, she found a 1,300-pound seal that was laying in her front yard and blocking her car.
I heard a noise outside and I thought that somebody was trying to break into my car. And then next minute, I've got this big seal looking up at me in my bedroom window and I was like, oh, hello. I think it's going to go down in the books as the best excuse in history of not to go to work.
Yeah, so thankfully her work took it in stride. I mean, she sent them pictures to show that, hey, I am not telling a lie here. So she called wildlife officials and they said, hey, you may be out of luck here for a while because typically what the seals will do will come on land and for 3 to 4 weeks at a time, they'll hibernate. So they could just be there. But actually, this individual seal was pretty well known to locals. They name it Neil. And luckily for Amber, Neil was only there for a 4-hour nap before moving on back out to sea. Also, another animal-related story. Last week, a plane took off from JFK and had to return when a horse got loose on board. Now, it was a cargo plane. It was carrying animals, not a passenger plane, so there wasn't like a horse was running through the through the passengers or anything like that. The horse did break out of the stall, couldn't be secured, so the pilot said they'd have to come back and requested a vet to be available when they landed. Turned into a 6-hour delay, but they took off again and were able to safely make it to their final destination, which was actually Belgium. Finally, in wacky stories, cops in Tennessee getting some practice in the event that Santa gets high on meth on Christmas Eve.
It's always a concern.
It is. A small town named Tazewell had a Christmas parade last Saturday featuring Santa's train, a motorized lawnmower that was pulling carts of children. Witnesses, though, noticed that the train was driving erratically and notified police. They investigated, and 40-year-old Henry Mead failed a sobriety test. He was charged with DUI and meth possession. Thankfully, no children were hurt, but the parade was kind of over at that point and a buzzkill for all involved. The number one problem with the story was them having a Christmas parade last weekend. So that was doomed to fail from the start.
At least if you had anything to say about
that's
it.
That's right.
Yes. That early? Come on.
Yeah, 5:50 right now. We'll take our final break this hour. Got some good news to finish up. hour number two. And a final check of the busy roads and weather this afternoon. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Elevate your brand with custom engraved gifts and products from Prim and Proper, your clear choice for all brand and product needs. Locally owned and trusted, Prim and Proper offers custom engravings for promotional and gift items for your business. They also have so many unique gifts to choose from, including engraved drinkware, cutting boards, tumblers, water bottles, slate decor, and more to inspire you the moment you walk through the door. They're also the only local retailer for Sandhopper electric beach carts. PrimandProper.com for more. That's PrimInProper.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Here, News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin with you here. Final segment here before our Channel 3 news update at 6 o'clock. A couple of local headlines here, just hitting briefly here before we send it off to Channel 3. So the woman back in March of last year who set a Circle K clerk on fire, 31-year-old Betty McFadden, entering a plea in court today, and she will be sentenced in January, facing a max penalty of life in prison. Also today, a judge handing a verdict down to an oyster farmer in the first of the Skanska USA civil trials due to the barge damage that was caused during Hurricane Sally. Award of $1.689 million. Travis Gill, owner of the DeLuna Oyster Company, winning that legal battle. PNJ's Kevin Robinson with that report there. So a couple of updates here locally, to be sure. 5:55, busy again on the roads, Austin.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, talk of the town so far this evening, as we've been covering basically every traffic break tonight, is I-10, traveling both east and west. If you are coming off of 9 Mile Road trying to get onto the on-ramp to get on I-10 heading eastbound towards Pine Forest Road, it has been heavily congested there because of a pretty hefty accident we had previously. And we've also got a ton of congestion heading westbound on I-10 towards Pine Forest Road as well. But that has seemingly started to break up just a tad. Also, if you're on 9 Mile Road heading just on 9 Mile Road itself, heading westbound, eastbound towards Pine Forest Road, you're going to experience some congestion there from yet another accident report we've had. Also, another one that's been giving us just a little bit of trouble is North Davis Highway. If you're heading northbound just past Creighton Road, you may experience some hiccups there. And we got a call in during our last segment talking about I-110 trying to get onto North Davis Highway if you're heading eastbound. There was a slight issue there, but it doesn't appear to be causing much congestion at the moment.
The weather tonight will continue to be cloudy and still off and on rain. The rain chance on Thursday is 40%. So more clouds Thursday, and again, a chance for more rain. As for temperatures, low overnight of about 60. And then during the day on Thursday, highs up into the 60s. Ahead to the weekend, beautiful with some sunshine and pleasant temperatures. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Right now, 63, overnight lows 59, rain likely in breezy conditions overnight. High surf advisory and coastal flood advisories remain in effect through tomorrow. Tomorrow, a bit warmer, 70 with a 40% chance of rain. Friday, partly sunny, 73, 72 Saturday with mostly sunny skies. And then Sunday's forecast is sunny with a high of 69. So that's a look ahead. Taking a look at good news to finish up hour number two, a guy in Michigan hit the lottery and didn't even know that he'd entered it. Michigan's lottery site has online games you can play to earn entries into their second chance jackpot giveaway. Well, a 67-year-old man just liked the games on the website and had no idea that he was actually entering into this giveaway here. He got an email. And like anybody would who didn't realize that they were actually playing the lottery or anything, he got an email that said, "Hey, congratulations, you won $416,000. And he's like, "Okay, well, that's clearly a scam," but didn't turn out to be that way. And so the gentleman says he plans to share it with his family and save what's left of it. So that's pretty cool. And an unrelated note, I am now playing games on the Michigan Lottery website there.
As you should, clearly. A small family-owned restaurant in Toronto has started offering free meals to anybody who needs one. It's a place called Samara's Kitchen. I hope I'm saying that right. The owner started doing it last week, and it quickly became a community effort. He taped receipts to his front window with a sign that said, "If you are hungry and have no money, these meals have been paid for in advance. You just grab a receipt, hand it to a server, and they bring you a meal." As soon as the receipts went up, people started asking how to help. So now customers are donating a ton of meals. The restaurant gave out about 300 of them the first week alone.
That's very cool there. Finally, a 20-year-old man honored as UK's kindest person. And there's a statue of him now up near London's Tower Bridge alongside Captain Cook and Winston Churchill. Sebby Hall was 17 when he decided to dedicate his life to helping others. and he's 20 now. During his 3 years of good work, he's donated 400 coats and blankets to homeless charities, gifted 800 toys to children's homes, and uses his own pocket money to pay for strangers' coffees. And he's founded his own charity for good measure, the Sebi Hall Kindness Foundation, which helps vulnerable youth.
That's great.
Good job out of Sebi Hall there. 5:59, 12-minute break for us. We have Channel 3 News at 6 coming up. A lot to get to here on a busy Wednesday. Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.